Ever imagine getting a vaccine, but for heart disease? Sounds kind of wild, right?
It's definitely not your typical flu shot, that's for sure.
Not at all. But that's exactly what we're diving into today. Some seriously cutting-edge research on atherosclerosis and a potential new way to fight it.
And, you know, this isn't just some pie-in-the-sky idea. This is based on a research article that's been making waves in the cardiology world.
Exactly right. A lot of you sent this one our way, wanting the breakdown on this whole vaccine idea. So consider this your deep dive.
And I have to say, what makes this research so intriguing is that it goes beyond the usual watch your cholesterol advice.
Right. We're talking about getting down to the nitty-gritty of how heart disease actually develops.
Absolutely. The article dives into something called the response to retention hypothesis.
Okay, I'll be honest. I had to brush up on that one. Give us the layman's terms version.
Basically, it's not just about having high cholesterol in general. It's about how certain types of cholesterol, especially LDL, what we often call the bad cholesterol.
Right, the stuff that clogs up your arteries.
Exactly. But it's also about these things called remnants and how likely they are to get trapped inside the walls of your arteries, leading to plaque buildup.
So it's like cholesterol getting stuck in the pipes, causing a blockage over time. But, I mean, we already knew high LDL is bad. What's different about what this research is saying?
Well, you're right. We've known about LDL for a while. But here's the thing. A lot of people with heart disease actually have normal LDL levels. Or they're on medication, they bring their LDL down, but they still end up with heart problems.
Okay, so that's where these remnants come in. To be honest, I drew a blank when I first saw that word. Give us the rundown. What are they and why should we care?
So remnant cholesterol is basically what's left over after your body breaks down certain fats from your diet.
Okay.
And it turns out they're really good at getting stuck in your arteries, especially if you have things like insulin resistance or diabetes.
Ah, so it's not just about overall cholesterol. It's about these specific types, LDL and remnants, and how easily they get trapped. No wonder researchers are looking beyond just lowering LDL. So we've got these sticky remnants causing trouble. What can we even do about them? That's where this research goes in a really interesting direction.
Yeah, this is where things start to feel a little bit sci-fi. The research is all about a potential weapon against these remnants, something called a monoclonal antibody, CHP3R99.
CHP3R99 definitely rolls off the tongue.
Catchy, right. But seriously, behind the name is some really interesting science. Now, you might have heard of monoclonal antibodies before. Basically, they're these lab-made antibodies that are designed to target very, very specific things in the body.
Like a guided missile, but for bad cholesterol.
You got it. So in this case, CHP3R99, which, by the way, was developed at the Centro de Inmunología Molecular in Cuba, it targets certain sugar molecules. And these sugar molecules are found on, you guessed it, the walls of our arteries.
Okay, so instead of going after the cholesterol itself, this is like blocking its parking spot.
Exactly. See, these sugar molecules, they're called sulfated glycose monoglycans. They're what make those LDL and remnant particles stick to our artery walls.
So CHP3R99 is like what? Covering up those sugar molecules so the cholesterol can't grab on?
Think of it like those sugar molecules are little Velcro patches. This antibody comes in and covers up the Velcro. Pretty elegant, right?
Super clever. But it gets even more interesting. They didn't stop at just the antibody.
Oh, yeah. They took it a step further. They actually looked at using CHP3R99 as a potential vaccine for heart disease.
Hold on. A vaccine for heart disease. Did I hear that right?
You heard right. I know. It seems kind of wild at first. But stick with me. The science is really cool.
Okay. We're talking about a vaccine for heart disease here. That's, like, huge. But I gotta ask, did it actually work?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? And the short answer is the early results are really promising.
Give us the details.
So they did both in vitro studies, you know, in the lab, looking at cells in a dish, and then they actually tested it out in living animals. They used rats that have insulin resistance, which is kind of like a model for pre-diabetes in humans.
Okay, so they tested it out in a controlled setting, and then in a more real-world scenario, what happened? Did it actually stop those remnants from sticking?
Yeah, so in both settings, the CHP3R99, it was surprisingly effective, like really effective. It actually blocked both the LDL and the remnant binding, you know, those troublemaker cholesterols we've been talking about.
Right.
And it led to way less lipoprotein accumulation in the arteries.
That's incredible. So it's doing what it's supposed to. But what about side effects? I mean, anytime you start messing with the immune system, you got to be careful, right? Were there any red flags there?
Oh, absolutely. You're right to be cautious. Anytime you're developing something that interacts with the immune system, safety is like the top priority.
Sure.
And the researchers were super thorough in watching out for any bad effects. And the good news is GHP3R99 seem to be really safe, at least in these initial studies. Like, no nasty side effects on blood sugar, liver function, even inflammation markers looked good.
Okay, that's a huge relief. Now, there was this one thing in the article that kind of caught my eye. It mentioned something called an idiotypic cascade.
Ah,
Now,
yes.
I'm no scientist, so I definitely had to Google that one.
It does sound kind of intimidating, right?
Yeah, a little
But
bit.
it's actually a super interesting concept. So basically, this idiotypic cascade, it means that the vaccine, it didn't just do the work itself, it actually stimulated the rats' immune systems to produce their own antibodies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And those antibodies then went after those same sticky sugar molecules.
So it's like a domino effect. You give the initial vaccine dose, it starts this whole chain reaction, and then the body's own defenses learn to fight back on their own.
Exactly. And that's really important because it suggests the potential for much longer lasting protection. You wouldn't need constant boosters, ideally. Like, a single vaccine could teach the body to defend itself for years to come.
Okay, now that is some next level stuff, but
Right.
gotta play devil's advocate for a second. We've got to acknowledge that this research, it was mainly done in rats, and rats with insulin resistance, to be specific.
Right.
So, how much of this applies to humans, and what about folks who don't have diabetes? Like, is this even relevant to them?
You're right to bring that up. We can't get ahead of ourselves. It's super important to remember this is still really early research. As promising as these results are, we need more studies, larger ones, especially in humans, to be really confident about safety
Yeah.
and if it'll actually work across different groups of people.
Totally. We don't want to give anyone false hope, but it's definitely exciting to think about the possibilities. Now, one last question for you. The article mentioned something about modified LDL, like oxidized LDL. That's the kind that's already linked to atherosclerosis, right? And it made me wonder, could that be a problem? Because it sounded like this modified LDL might not bind as strongly to what GHP3R99 targets.
That's a really good point, and it just goes to show how complex heart disease really is. You're right, modified LDL could be a challenge. But remember how we talked about how this vaccine approach is different? It's not just targeting specific cholesterol particles.
Right, it's going after the artery wall itself.
Exactly. So it's like instead of just trying to catch individual bad guys, it's building stronger walls to protect the entire city.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So even if some sneaky LDL gets through, the vaccine is reinforcing the whole system. That makes me feel a lot better. This whole deep dive has been amazing. It really gets you thinking about the future of heart health.
It really does.
Imagine a world where we're not just managing risk factors, but actually giving our bodies the tools to fight heart disease from the inside out.
It's a whole new frontier in medicine. And it just goes to show, the more we learn about how heart disease actually works, the better equipped we are to stop it.
Didn't have said it better myself. And who knows what other breakthroughs are just around the corner. Maybe that whole sci-fi future of a vaccine for heart disease isn't so far off after all. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and a huge thank you to you, our amazing listeners, for sending in this fascinating research. If you've got any other groundbreaking studies you'd love for us to break down, don't hesitate to send them our way. Until next time, stay curious.